take your Bibles, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew, chapter 10, we'll read verses 14 through 19 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 14 through 19. Matthew chapter 10, verses 14 through 19. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that city, of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. And let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you that it's fresh, it's new, it's living. Because of that, its truths never grow old. Father, thank you for our church, our preacher who spends time in this book and with you. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. May we receive from him and from you what you have for us tonight, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I've entitled the sermon, Wise and Harmless. Through many years, I've heard people quote the verse, Matthew 10:16, where it says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I've heard it quoted, I've heard it referred to, but I decided to give a little thought to it, and this evening I will teach you some of what it means. I don't think I'll teach you all that it means, but I'd like to teach and preach to you tonight the concept of wise and harmless. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He is sending them forth to spread the gospel and to preach the word of God around the world. He says, some will reject your words. He said, well, now what you're going to have to do when you go out to tell the world about Jesus and preach the gospel to them, you're going to have to shake the dust off of your feet. You're going to have to leave that city and go on and not let them get you down. He said, you're going to feel like sheep among a bunch of wolves. And you're going to feel like you're walking on eggshells around the people. He said, some of you will be arrested and you'll be beaten. You may have family members that forsake you or turn on you. And then we find, tucked in verse number 16, during this conversation that he's having with his disciples, him telling us that we'll have to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. He advises them that with all this chaos going on around them, people rejecting them, people mocking them, people wanting to arrest them and run them off, he says, right in the midst of all of it, he said, now here's what you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. What's he mean? He's talking about in our dealing with people. I think he's telling us we're going to have to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves with the lost. I think he means we're going to have to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves with the saved. And that's a unique combination. As wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. See, what he's saying is, he's suggesting that we have the balance of the wisdom of the snake and the harmlessness of the dove. I think included here, but not limited to, that what he's teaching is that he's telling us you need to put some thought into what you do. You need to put some thought, you need to think before you speak. You need to think and decide what needs to be said before you act. And he's telling us we need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Let me make it a little simpler and break this down. Let's talk about the serpent or the snake for a little while. In Colossians chapter 4, verse number 5, the Bible says we are to walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Now, it talks about them that are without, probably talking about the lost. And it says that we are to walk in wisdom. Now, remember, he said be as wise as a serpent. Now, let's take, for instance, we go all the way back to the book of Genesis where Lucifer, he makes himself into a serpent or the old snake. The Bible says in Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Now, let's think about that serpent for a little while. Let's use the example of of Lucifer or the serpent, if we could. We know that Lucifer wanted to trick Eve, wanted to trick Adam, and ended up accomplishing that very purpose. See, somehow the serpent, I think he must have known what God said better than Adam and Eve did. If you remember correctly, the serpent starts quoting scripture to Eve. When you go back to the story of when Eve fell and Eve was deceived, the serpent starts quoting scripture. Now, he misquoted the scripture, but he knew the scripture well enough that he could twist it a bit and use it to his purpose. So, as we look at the serpent, now let me say this right off the bat. I have no love for the devil. But you must admit, he carried out his plan with precision, and he did accomplish the fall of all mankind. Now, I do not admire him using the strength that he had to hurt God and God's purpose, but I'll tell you something. There are a few things about the devil. He does have some tenacity. That is admirable. Not that for which he uses the tenacity, but the fact that the tenacity is there. And the devil is certainly, he has a wisdom. Now, it is not a godly wisdom. It is a shrewdness, but it does exist. You see, the serpent was cunning. The serpent was strategically exact. The serpent was prudent. He was wise. The serpent knew what he wanted. The serpent thought through his plan. The serpent had a goal. The serpent was smart. Now, he was smart for the wrong reason, but he was smart. He had a plan. And again, I have no love for the devil. I have no love for that serpent, if you will, but he carried out a plan. It was a plan of precision. He knew what he needed to do. He carried out his plan and he did it. A snake, hey, you just take a snake. A snake that's out here underneath a rock. A snake that's in your backyard. I hope there's none in my backyard, but that snake, they're pretty wise about hiding themselves. Snakes are wise about camouflaging themselves. They know how to hide themselves. They know something about self-preservation. And the Bible says we're to be as wise as a serpent. And so, we've examined the serpent a little bit. Now, let's go to the other side of this thing. Let's go to point number two, the dove. Now, the dove, I want to read something to you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, 15, and 16 says this. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights. And I won't read on, but I want to point something out to you. Here God tells us that we should be blameless and harmless. Remember, the verse that we are analyzing or studying this evening is that we're to be as harmless as a dove. Now, here God comes to us as Christians, and he says, I want you to live blameless in this world, and I want you to be harmless in this world. Now, let's talk about a dove for a little while. The dove. A dove is gentle. A dove is careful. A dove is cautious. A dove acts slowly. A dove is very observant of those things around it. The dove is not rushed. The dove is tender. The dove is quiet. The dove is soft. The dove is kind. So God comes to us and he says, I want you to learn to behave yourself. I want you to be as wise as that serpent, but I want you to be as harmless as that dove. May I add this in here? In the wisdom of the serpent, that where God says be as wise as a serpent. Now, wisdom brings strength. So you have here, you have wisdom and you have the strength of the serpent. Then you have on the flip side, the other side of the coin, you have the gentleness and the caution and the kindness of a dove. And the Lord is coming to us and saying, be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. Now, let me go further. I said point number one, we looked at the serpent. Point number two, we glanced at the dove. Now let me say, God didn't tell us to be just a serpent. Now, when we talk about the serpent, we're talking about wisdom, we're talking about strength that brings on wisdom. Matthew 10:16, it says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." There's where he says, "Be as wise as a serpent." But the word "and" there, that joins this sentence. He said, "I want you to be as wise as a serpent," but don't stop there. I want you to be as harmless as a dove. So you're not to be just a serpent. Don't just be smart. And remember, the whole teaching is how we're going to behave among people. How we're going to behave ourselves toward the lost world. How we as Christians are going to behave ourselves toward each other. So we're to achieve this certain balance of being as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. So don't just be a serpent. Don't just be smart about knowing what people need. Don't just be smart about knowing the needs of people. And we're talking about, let's use this evening somewhat in regard to the growth of people. I think that you need to be smart about what people need in regard to their growing in the Lord. But you shouldn't just know what needs to change about them. There's more to it than that. You need to know what they need to change. You need to know what they need to correct. You need to know about what sin they need to take out of their lives. But you're supposed to be harmless while you're trying to help them accomplish it.
Right.
Harmless, gentle. You need to know what they need, but you need to know how much of it they need and when they need it. See, God was talking about our going out and helping people. We were going out to present the gospel. We're going out to help people grow in the Lord. He said, now, if you're going to help people grow, and that's what this church is all about. It's all about God and people. That's what it's really all about. I said this morning when we were talking about our building program, and we're getting ready to tear into that building program. It's not all about increasing our property value. No, it's all about people. That's what these buildings are all about. We're trying to grow people. And when the Lord gave this command in Matthew 10, He says, I want you to go out and I want you to tell people about Jesus and I want you to help people. He said, but if you're going to do it and you're going to accomplish it right, you're going to have to be as wise as that serpent and as harmless as that dove. That means as you and I are trying to help people and grow people, we've got to know what they need. We've got to be wise enough to know what sins in their life and help them get it out and change them, but we've got to do it gently, and we've got to be harmless when we do it. Some people get spiritually educated, and what happens is they become spiritually smart enough to be dangerous.
Yeah.
Folks, you got to learn to be careful. As you get spiritually educated, you are gaining wisdom, and you are gaining spiritual strength, but you've got to be careful how you use that strength. You've got to be careful how you use that wisdom that you're gaining. Hey, a bunch of you are learning how to live right. And you're learning how to you're learning what sin is. And you're learning about separation. And you're learning about all those things. But let me tell you something. Hey, you are becoming wise, and wisdom means strength. But you've got to learn to use that wisdom in a harmless but gentle way. And that's what God's talking about. Did you hear about the old snake that went to see his doctor? He said, Doc, I need something for my eyes. I can't see well these days. The doctor fixes him up with a pair of glasses and tells him to return in 2 weeks. The snake comes back in 2 weeks. He says, Doc, I am so depressed. And the doctor says, well, what's the problem? Didn't the eyeglasses I give you fix the problem? The snake says, the glasses are fine, Doc. The problem is, I just discovered I've been married to a garden hose for 2 years. Look, folks, you don't pay much, you don't get much around here. God said, let's be as wise as a serpent. What does that mean? The wisdom and the strength that wisdom brings, but as harmless as the dove. And we're not just to be a serpent. We're not just to gain the knowledge of what people need. We're not just to gain that strength of standards. Hey, serpents can hurt people if they're not taught to be gentle. You've got to be careful. Again, sometimes we watch people grow in the Lord and they become spiritually strong, but they use their strength and they do a bunch of damage. Now, there's nothing wrong with the strength if it is seasoned with the behavior of the dove. That's something I think fundamentalists have to be careful of. Old-time fundamental Baptists, they sometimes can have the tendency to become strong and to have their strong standards and their strong convictions, but they don't season it with love and gentleness and kindness. And so we are to be as wise as serpents and as gentle as that dove. So, I said, we're not to be just serpents now. But secondly, we're not to be just doves. Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Remember, we've got to keep the balance. A moment ago I said, you're not to be just a serpent. You're not just to know what people need and know about their sin and know about living right and know about living holy. You've got to be wise in how you help people with that. You've got to be gentle. But wait a minute. There are some, they become all gentle, but they don't have the strength that they need. Now, we're supposed to have a certain strength and a certain wisdom and a certain knowledge about holiness as well. The dove is harmless. The dove is gentle. The dove is quiet. If you're just a dove, you'll never help anybody to change their lives. Hey, if you're just a dove, you'll have a tenderness, you'll have a kindness, you'll have a goodness, you'll have a patience, but you'll never speak up about wrong. You'll never say we can't do that. Now look, there is a way to correct wrong in a right way. But if you're nothing but a dove, you're nothing but a koosh ball. A koosh ball. You're like a marshmallow Christian. And you're not supposed to be like that either. There's got to be the balance of the strength and the knowledge of the wise serpent and the tenderness, the goodness, and the kindness of the dove. See, you're so busy being gentle and kind and quiet, you never tell people the truth.
Right.
That's not true friendship. And that's not true love.
Right.
Those of you, and we have many, many people that hold leadership positions, virtually every adult under the sound of my voice, you're leading somebody. Now, you've got to get the balance of having the wisdom and the strength of the serpent and the gentleness of the dove. You've got to get that. You can't just ignore, hey, when you have a chance to help somebody to grow, we've got to help them to grow, but we've got to do it gently. See, true love will cause us to be gentle, but we've got to tell the truth along with gentleness. So, we tell the truth not to hurt, but to grow people. The Lord said, when you go out into the world to the lost, when you go out to the other Christians, you've got to have the balance of the two. You've got to have the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge of the serpent, but you've got to have the gentleness and the kindness of the dove. That will accomplish the purpose of growing people and going to a tough group, a tough world, even if they're saved or lost. Then you can help them to grow. So, first of all, we studied the serpent, then we studied the dove, then we said we're not to be just serpents, then we said we're not to be just doves. Now, let's go on. I said it, but I repeat myself again. Point number 5, be wise and harmless. Be wise and harmless. I know some preachers, they're serpents only. I mean, all the time, they're harsh. Hey, they know how people are to live. But they're harsh all the time. They're virtually mean all the time. And hey, what they say may be in the Bible, but the way they say it is not being done biblically. Now, I think a preacher has the right to get up and throw a fit. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He ought to throw a fit. We need more preachers throwing a fit today. But I'm going to tell you, I think there tends to be some preachers that's all they do. It's just a continual fit. Listen, we need to be careful. I need to be careful. As a preacher, I've got to have the strength. I've got to have the conviction. We've got to have the standards. But wait a minute. There is to be a seasoning and a mixture of the dove with the wisdom and the strength of the serpent. So, preachers need to be careful that they're not serpents only. Hey, preachers need to be careful that they're not doves only. We have more problem in America today having preachers that want to be lovey-dovey, Pillsbury Doughboys, soft, gentle, kind, to the point that they're buddies with the devil. Soft to the point.
that they won't tell the truth. They've always got the truth cloaked to a degree. And they say they do it in the name of love. But you wait a minute. If somebody loves you, they're going to tell you the truth. That does not mean they have to slap you in the head with a 2x4 when they do it. But they ought to be telling you the truth. If I love you as your preacher, I'm going to tell you when you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you when you sin. That is my obligation. But God said, let me tell you how to do it, fellas. You stand up and you preach the truth, but you make sure that you mingle with the truth, the love, and the tenderness and the compassion of the dove. So, we're to be wise and harmless. That's what preachers are to do. Hey, there are churches that become like serpents. Just, they're like serpents. And that's all they're like. I mean, people aren't welcome there. There are people that sit in the pews and they know how everybody's supposed to live. And boy, you come and you're there for a couple of weeks and they're already tearing you to shreds about how you're not living right and you're not holy like you ought to be. Let's make sure that our church, we have the wisdom and the good sense to understand holiness, but we also have the tenderness and the compassion of a dove while people are growing in the Lord. There are preachers that become all serpent. There are others that become all dove. There are churches that seem to take on strength of the serpent, but they lose the tenderness of the dove. There are Christians that are that way. There are some Christians that are nothing but serpent. I'm not talking about the devil now. I'm talking about the attribute of the wisdom and the knowledge and the strength. There are some Christians that are nothing but like the serpent. Now, you be careful, Christian. You be careful with that. You say, well, everything I believe, it's in the Bible. Hey, the way you believe it and the way you use it is taught in the Bible as well. It's not just all about truth. It's all about truth and how we are to apply that truth and teach that truth and give that truth to others. So there are some Christians, they're nothing but that hard truth of God. There are other Christians that are nothing but doves. Just all the time, soft soapers, pink lemonade kind of Christians, all the time, just salty. Now you listen to me, Christian. There is a way for you to take a stand. You say, Brother Owens, I don't want to be offensive. Then learn how to stand for God without being offensive. You can do both. There are parents that are that way. There are some parents, they're tyrants. Just tyrants constantly. Always rough, always mean, always harsh. Hey, and you may say, well, I'm right. You may be right, but are you right about the way you're right? And then there are parents that are nothing but doves. You let your kids run over you. You let your kids do what they want to do. You don't require your kids to follow the house rules. What is that? Well, you become all dove. But then you don't need to be all serpent. You've got to learn the balance as a parent. Friends are that way. There are some friends that are harsh all the time. There are other friends that are nothing but doves. They'll run with people and let people get away with murder in their presence. Hey, so there is a way as a friend to say, I don't want to hear that. You say, well, I want to be a true blue friend, and a true blue friend tells the truth. There are sometimes you need to say, we shouldn't talk about that. That's none of our business. Let's stay uninvolved in that. That's what true friendship is. Say, I don't want to offend them. There's a way to politely say, I don't want to hear that. You say, well, they won't let me politely say it. Then I've changed friends. I mean, if you're trying to be wise and you're trying to be harmless and they won't let you, you've chosen the wrong friend. So you see, preachers can miss the balance, and churches can miss the balance. Christians can miss the balance. Parents can miss the balance. Friends can miss the balance. Hey, Sunday school teacher, you make sure you've got the right balance in your teaching. Every once in a while, there's a Sunday school teacher, they just get up in their class, and they're hammering everybody all the time, and they can always find a strong, hard teaching in the lesson. Now, I'm not against the teaching strong and hard. But you better season that with some love and some compassion. You better get the dove in there. Your class won't last long.
Good.
I was told this. I was told a long time ago by a very wise man that you can preach as hard to the people as the depth of your love. And if the people know that you love them and what you're preaching is for their own good and it's not personal, and if they know you love them, you can tell them about their sin. Can I tell you what would help a bunch of you? A bunch of you would like to tell somebody else what's wrong with them. You've not earned the right. You say, well, how do I earn the right? Why don't you love them for a little while first? Why don't you prove that you really care about them first and love them, so when you go to correct them, they're going to feel like, you know, this guy loves me. This guy loves me. But too many times we want to jump the gun, and we want the harshness of the serpent without having paved the way with the love of the dove. Does that make sense to you? All right, here's what we've said so far. I said, number one, we studied the serpent. We looked at his strength and his wisdom and his knowledge. Then we looked at the dove and his tenderness and his kindness and his gentleness. I said, we're not to be just a serpent. I said, we're not to be just a dove, but we're to be as wise as the serpent and as harmless as the dove, and those are to be combined. Preachers are to catch this. Churches and Christians and parents and friends and Sunday school teachers. We need to know what people need, and we need to get it to them without destroying them. Now, let me go on. Let me be just a touch more practical if I could. We'll be done and we'll go home. You say, how should we apply this, Brother Owens? Well, first of all, the text here that launches us into this preaching sermon this evening is with the lost. So let me talk to you about being as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove with lost people, the unsaved. You see, with lost people, they're going to make some inquiries. Some lost person is going to ask you questions about the Christian life, and you're going to have to learn to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove when you answer them. See, lost people do not have the Holy Spirit inside them. Every Christian in here, I remind you of this often because I'm not afraid of the teaching of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm not going to let the crazy Maddox steal it away from us. There's the Holy Spirit of God. When you got saved, He's sealed down inside you. He is there to comfort you and strengthen you and guide you and direct you and convict you. Lost people don't have that. Now what happens is, when a lost person asks you questions about spiritual things, they're not going to understand most of it. Matter of fact, the devil would love for you to get into a bunch of heavy-duty spiritual conversation with lost people, because usually the devil will take it, and the lost people, with the devil's help, will twist it on you, and they'll walk away saying something that you did not say. Lost people don't understand the Bible correctly.
That's right.
Why? Because the most important thing for a lost person to understand is to get saved. We need to get them saved. If a lost person knew everything about the Bible and died and went to hell, they'd be the most Bible-educated person in all of hell. So it's not going to do them much good. We've got to get them saved. So, if you do this, when lost people try to talk to you about all the things of God, why don't you just keep leading them back to Jesus and keep leading them back to a conversation about salvation? That is what's going to do the most good. What are we talking about? Being wise? You've got to be shrewd and as wise as a serpent. And then you add that harmlessness where you're going to, instead of getting in a fuss with them, instead of getting in a fight with that lost person, just get them to Jesus. Keep bringing up Jesus. Keep bringing up salvation. Look, you ladies that you dress right, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be lost person after lost person ask you why you dress the way you dress. They need to get saved is what they need to get. That's what they need to get. And I'm not saying you can't explain some to them, but they're not going to understand the deep truths of the Bible until they're saved.
Yes, sir.
That's when they're going to understand. So when we get around lost people, folks, every last one of us, we've got to learn to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. When you're out soul winning, somebody suddenly wants to ask you some question that has nothing to do with salvation, boy, you need to do your best to say something like this. Listen, I would be glad to answer that question for you if you'll remind me, but first may I ask you a question. And then you take them right to asking them about salvation and lead them to Jesus Christ. And then don't bring up their question. Remember, I said, if you'll remind me, well, I'm going to hope they don't remind me. But if they do remind me, if I just got them saved, they're more apt to understand the answer. Why? Because they have now the leadership of the Holy Spirit sealed within them. So God wants us to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. I mean, let me tell you something, and I hope you'll understand this. Folks, we don't live in an area that's as large as New York or Los Angeles or Miami, Florida. We don't have 10 million people in our city. May I say to you, we're going to have to be very careful how we behave ourselves. You think this is a bit crazy, but I've helped young preacher boys for years. I have preacher boys all over, a couple hundred, maybe nearly 300 preacher boys that I've trained and sent out. Every once in a while, I would send a preacher boy to a great big city for one reason. Because he was so offensive that I knew it. He could not offend the whole city, and there would always be contacts for him to reach. He was so harsh. Somehow he couldn't get the balance of things. So I'd send him to a bigger city, and I knew if he hurt 200,000 of them, he'd still have a million to work with. Now, may I say to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, we can't afford to offend a million. We're going to have to be careful. Now, we're not going to get out of this thing unscathed, because they're just going to be offended with Jesus and offended with the old-time religion. But let's make it so they're not offended with me and you. You say, how can we accomplish that? To the best of my knowledge, I'm telling you tonight, we have to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. You know something? At one point, now right before I came here and became your pastor a little over 5 years ago, the United States, the Census Bureau told us there were 14,000 people living in Martinsburg. Now, I think there are more than that today, and there are many, many more in this area. But they were posting it as 14,000. You say, those stats have to be wrong, Brother Owens. Well, all the house numbers in Martinsburg are wrong too, and so I understand that. I understand they may not be right. But let's say that was true. Let's say that there were 14,000 people in our city. And if there are 1,000 people that come to our church on a regular basis, you realize that one out of every 14 people come to this church? I'd like to make it one out of every 13. One out of every 12. One out of every 11. One out of every 10. You say, wow, that'd be a lot of people. I realize that. But the only way we're going to accomplish reaching all the people that I think God wants us to reach is we can't afford to go around being intentionally or unwisely offensive.
Right.
So we need to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves with the lost. Let me go on. You need to learn to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove with new Christians or the baby Christians. We've got to be wise and harmless. You must learn not to go too fast with a baby Christian. They must grow into being spiritual adults. Like a baby, we feed a baby some milk. And then the baby, we give them a little stronger food as things progress. We have to do that with the baby Christians here. Remember something, folks. Every week in our church, there are people saved. Every week, there are new people coming to our church. That means every week, there are brand new babies. Sunday school teachers, please remember that. If you're not careful, you're going to be teaching your Sunday school class to all grown Christians, but you've got babies in there, and you will choke the babies on all the meat all the time. Keep giving some milk in your Sunday school class. Hey, bus captain, remember that. Somebody is brand new baby Christian on your bus route. At first, you know what we need to do with the new Christians at first? We just need to get them into church. Why? So they'll grow. At first, we need to get them reading their Bible. At first, we need to just get them praying. You need to be careful giving them all these separation requirements at first. They need to grow first. Get this. If we can get them to want to be with God, they won't want to live like the world.
Yes,
but we better get them to God first. What am I saying? We've got to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Thirdly, when you're teaching, when you go to teach and help people learn living standards and separation from the world, you've got to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. What am I talking about? I'm talking about as you're helping people to learn to separate from the world and to develop biblical standards for their life, we've got to be strong, yes. Like the serpent, yes. But we also need to be gentle and kind and cautious. The new Christian, they need our wisdom, they need our knowledge, they need our strength, but they also will need our kindness and our patience. Hey, you know something? Be careful now. Let's say somebody comes to our church and they're all excited and they just got saved. We may not recruit them into the bus ministry right away. Okay? And that's because they need to grow. They need to learn a few things about how to behave and how to have a right testimony. We may not recruit them into the nursery as a nursery worker right away. We may not, they may not be recruited into the choir right away. I'll tell you what, I'll have somebody that comes to our church and they're all excited and they're brand new and they say to me, Pastor Owens, I just joined a church and I used to sing in the choir and I want to be in the choir. Now I don't say, what, you stupid idiot. You don't even live right. I don't say that to them. I'll say, you know what, let me pray about that. Let me think about that. You be faithful to church and I'll get with you someday.
Amen.
I want to be wise. I want to be gentle. Are they ready to sing? Yes. Are they ready to live a separated life where they'll be a good role model? You see, if you're going to sit on this platform, you're a good role. You're supposed to be a good role model. You're not. Hey, choir members are not up here just because they can sing, because most of ours can't. No, I thank God for our choir, but I'll tell you this. They're role models. Everybody watches them. In the community, people know who they are. And so, listen, we hurt the new converts if we go too fast. Hey, Sunday school teacher and bus captain and leaders of our ministry, you need to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove when we're teaching people to separate from the world and to live godly standards. You say, well, don't you want them to live it? I sure do. And we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are separated from the world and that are living godly biblical standards. But we were gentle and kind and careful and tender while we did it. And that's how it's supposed to be done. Hey, get this. When we're dealing with one another's children, you need to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. We're all very sensitive about our kids. You want to tangle with somebody, walk up and just be a serpent with them about their kid. And they're going to be a serpent back with you. We've got to learn to be wise as we handle one another's children. People love their children. Realize when you go to someone and I'll use the word criticize their child, they're going to take it very personally. They're going to be ready to put their dukes up and fight and defend. Why? Those are their kids. And I think we're all that way. We're all that way. And I'm glad that we love our kids like that. But I'm telling you, we here, that I want you to stop and realize something. Here in this church, we're all here to serve each other. And we're a big family. And we've got Sunday school teachers trying to help our children to grow in the Lord. And teachers at Martinsburg Christian Academy. And bus workers. And choir directors. And King's Kids workers. And teenage workers. And we're all trying to help one another. But let me tell you something. We've got to learn to be wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove, as we help one another's children grow in the Lord. We need each other, folks. We need the team and the child-rearing effort, but everybody that's a part of the team has got to learn to be wise. You say, but Owens, that's strong, I know that, but you've got to season your strength with gentleness and kindness and the behavior of the dove. If you don't, they're going to reject you. They're going to reject you, so you listen to me. Everybody here, King's Kids workers, Dunamis Pub workers, bus workers, you've got to learn to be strong. You've got to learn what ought to be done and what is right. All that's good, but you've got to learn the proper timing of sharing it, how to share it, and how to help. If not, there's going to be offenses.
Yes, sir.
We're going to offend each other. We're going to be upset with each other. And we're here to help each other. Hey, let me give you another one. When we go to advise people about their own problems and their own flaws, boy, you've got to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. Wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. The worst question that a man can be asked is this. Does this dress make me look fat? What do you do? There's no way to be wise and harmless there. Listen, when we go to help others, in general, as leaders, as pastors, as Sunday school teachers, as deacons, as friends, we've got to be wise when we're helping people fix their personal problems. And folks, we're going to help each other. We're going to help each other. There are Christians that know something about a given topic that somebody else doesn't know about, and we go to them to get advice, we go to get help, but you better be careful helping people with their personal flaws. You got to learn how to help people with their sin.
Yes, sir.
We all need to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves when we're dealing with people and their sin. We need to learn to be like that when we're helping people with their character flaws. You've got to learn to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove when we're dealing with people's failures, their lack of success. Boy, if we can all get this, it'll keep this church exactly what we want it to be. It'll grow. We'll help each other. We'll love each other. I want a church of balance. I don't want a church full of serpents, and I don't want a church full of doves. I want us to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. I would guess this. Here's something that you need to hear. Don't advise if it's not your place. I wouldn't go to somebody and stick your nose in where it doesn't belong. You're just better off staying in your area. Unsought advice is seldom followed, and it's usually resented. And you know, we don't need bus captain from bus captain 1 going to bus captain 2 and telling them what they ought to do. That's real. Bus captain 1, you leave bus captain 2 alone. If they need corrected, we have the bus director to help take care of that, who is Mrs. Bajan. I mean, his brother Bajan. So, But I would say, if you don't want to offend, then you've got to learn when it's your business. You know, one Sunday school class is not another Sunday school class business. But if you say, Brother Owens, I've seen something happen, and I wonder if it's right, then come see me and approach me with the right attitude and say, I'm concerned about this. Don't come in a derogatory way, wanting to cut somebody's head off and punish them and kill them. If you'd come in and say, Preacher, I was just concerned about something, and it's none of my business, tell me, but I just wanted to tell you. But we need to learn to mind our business in our area of jurisdiction. Hey, and I would say this, when you're wanting to help people, and we're going to, when we're wanting to help people to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove, I've learned something. Those of you that are helping people to grow, don't tell them all their problems at one time. You know what I do? When I do marital counseling, I'll meet with a husband and a wife, and I'll say to the husband, I'll say, let me ask you something. If we were to pick one topic today that is the topic that is most urgent, the thing that would help you the most today, what would that be? And you know what we do? I work on that one thing for a little while. You say, why? Don't you want to solve all their problems? Yes, I do, but they don't want all their problems solved that day. They may think they do, but they don't. Because if we had to talk about everything that was wrong, it would be a very depressing meeting. I'd rather take one and see what I could do to fix that one, and I'll meet with you next week and we'll fix the next one. You need to be careful not to pile all. Hey, you say, well, I know what's wrong with them, and I know where they're sinning, and I know what they're doing wrong, and I know, and I'm a strong enough Christian to see all the things they need to change. Well, good. Are you strong enough to see that they can't handle you fixing everything in one setting? Being wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. What you do is you help them a little at a time. We've got to learn to use wise and gentle wording in helping people. We can just get offensive in the way we say what we say. In my counseling, let me tell you what I do. People will come in to see me, and I counsel a lot people problems, disagreements between leaders, which we rarely ever have around here. Thank God for it. But disagreements in marriage, but people problems. That's really what it's all about. People come to see me, and I try to help them through people problems and people disagreements and people difficulties. Now, here's what I spend a lot of time doing. If I'm going to counsel two people about a given problem, I'll talk to one in private, and then I'll talk to the other in private. I may bring them back together for a powwow. And I spend some time rewording their confusion. For instance, you've got to learn to choose carefully your words so you don't injure people while you're being as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. A boss said to me one day about an employee, a boss from here at our church, about an employee here from our church. He said, he's lazy and stupid. Now, he didn't say that in the presence of the employee. I said, let me tell you. He said, how do I talk to him about it? I said, well, I wouldn't put it quite like that when you talk to him. I said, why don't you try these words? Sir,
You're not as aggressive as what you need to be, and you're a bit untrained, and we're going to have to care for it. Now, not aggressive and untrained is somewhere in the realm of lazy and stupid. But it's not as offensive.
Right.
You say, well, I don't want them to hear what they need to hear. You listen to me. People will reject it, and you won't get anywhere. What gives you the right to be offensive anyway? If they talk to you that way, you wouldn't like it. Someone had come to see me, and a wife said to me one day, not in the presence of her husband, she said, and we were talking about their intimate relationship, their physical relationship. She said, Brother Owens, he stinks like a pig. So it was hindering their personal contact, saying that as gently as I know how. She said, what do I do? I said, well, I wouldn't put it quite like that. Stinks like a pig. I said, maybe, you know, the word personal hygiene will work. Maybe he needs someone to help him with his personal hygiene or his cleanliness. But, you know, sometimes it's just the way we word things. You say, but what I'm saying is right. But the way you're saying it is not right. I'll guarantee you, there is not one thing that you could not approach me about in this church. But what the hardest thing is sometimes the way people approach me about it. Boy, they've got that edge of attack and revenge on it. And I'll defend the accused. Just because of the way you act. Why don't you get as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove? Why don't you learn how to get along with people? Learn how to talk to people. It's called people skills. And we've got to develop them. A pastor said to me about a woman in his church. He said, she is a fat mouth manure spreader. That's how he said it. I said, well, Doc, maybe if you feel like you need to talk to her, maybe you could approach it like this. Maybe you could say, ma'am, I think you talk way too freely and way too often. And let's see if we could get started on this thing right. But fat mouth manure spreader is just not going to cut it. I'm promising you right now. I had a parent say to me about someone else's child. They said, that kid is hell on wheels. I said, now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get bulldozed over by my mama hell on wheels if you put it that way. I said, if you feel like there needs to be a conversation, why don't you sit down and very kindly and gently say, boy, your son is full of energy and needs some strong guidance at times. If that doesn't work, then we'll flatten his tires. But listen to me, folks. We've got to learn to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. There are many other areas. I only took a few to make it a little more practical. We need the strength. We need the wisdom. We need the conviction. We need all of that. But we've got to take the strength and season it with the balance of the dove. People accept it better that way. People grow better that way. And that's what we're doing. We're here to grow people. I hope everybody's listened to what's been said. The whole purpose of the lesson is to teach you what Jesus taught his disciples, to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.